Global trade talks in Cancun, Mexico collapsed abruptly. Yesterday afternoon, delegates from Africa, the Caribbean, and Asia walked out of the negotiations. They say rich nations should compromise more on their subsidies for farmers. William Klein is senior fellow jointly at the Institute for International Economics and the Center for Global Development in Washington. Hi, William Klein. These trade talks have broken down over agricultural subsidies. And I just wanted to ask you about something. We talked to a journalist recently who had been in a supermarket in Lagos, Nigeria, in West Africa. And in the supermarket, she saw two frozen chickens for sale, an American chicken and a Nigerian chicken, and the American chicken was cheaper. Now, how could that be?
The fact is that American chickens are produced in a sort of a factory environment, and they're highly efficient. I think the sensitivity on her part is well-founded, however, because in a whole array of agricultural products, trade is unbalanced, and there are subsidies. Total U.S. ag subsidies, about $8 billion a year, and, you know, our protection tends to be in certain products such as sugar. I mean, chickens are not the right place to look for the smoking gun of subsidies.
Suppose you're involved in agriculture in Nigeria, and you go into the supermarket and you see this kind of stark example. At least to this reporter, it seemed, boy, here is a summation of what's wrong from the standpoint of poor countries with global trade.
It is certainly right that what is wrong with global trade hinges crucially on agriculture. I think it's a wake-up call from the developing countries who formed their new group of 22 to signal the fact that business is no longer as usual, and
they held tough. They said, "Look, we're not going to enter into any kind of deals that you might want for maybe access to financial markets or anything. No deals unless you come through." But why did that happen now?
The environment, in many ways, has changed, and it's a little bit, to some extent, I think, related to 9/11. I mean, consider that we have become much more active in economic assistance to Africa, for example. There's a sense that you need some fair global deal in order to have the system move ahead. It also, I think, reflects the fact that some of the key countries, such as Brazil, India, have become increasingly sophisticated in their negotiating techniques.
Do you see any answer to this, a solution?
I think the new element will be a recognition on the part of the U.S. And Europe that it will be necessary to do more in the area of agriculture, which is the most important to the developing countries, than they have been prepared to do. It is also possible that they will have to scale back their ambitions to extend the WTO's controls to areas such as investment and industrial monopolies.
William Klein, senior fellow jointly at the Institute for International Economics and the Center for Global Development in Washington. Thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you.